and I'm not a drinker. That way, my preaching is effectual, and I can say, I submit myself to the judgment of God concerning this thing. And I do. I submit myself to the judgment of God concerning all things. I expect to be judged by His judgment. But the power of Christ's blood is going to carry me from that judgment to life. It's going to carry me from unrighteousness to righteousness. It's going to carry me from the bondage of sin to the freedom and liberty of righteousness and godliness. His power, His blood, will carry us forward. Past judgment to life. But I want to see the works happening. I don't want to just say like, well, I believe in nothing else. That's an evil heart of unbelief. Saying, oh, I don't, their belief, my belief can abide alone. My faith is so powerful that it needs nothing else. When the scriptures plainly say, and as I have said, faith will not come alone. Faith without works is dead faith. It's not faith. Because faith will always have works. Any faith that does not have works is dead. Meaning, yeah, you had faith one day. But what about today? Today you don't have faith. How do I know? Because you said you had faith, but you had not works. If you had faith, you would have had works. As all the apostles agree. I'm telling you. Though Paul didn't write it like that. You can see it in his writing. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And read the writings of Paul. Listen to my Bible studies on it. I'll bring it right out to you. It's expected of all. Verse 39 and 40. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And that's what I've been talking about. That Christ is first and last. You cannot be greater than Him, and you cannot be less than Him. If you want to be perfect, and let me tell you, you have to be perfect. You cannot enter into God's kingdom without being perfect. And some people I know, they're going to go away dejected at that saying, oh, I can't be perfect. You don't have faith to be perfect, is what you ought to say. I don't have the faith in Christ to believe that He can make me perfect. And if I'm disappointed, I'm going to, you know, what it is they pray for it and then it doesn't come immediately. And then they say, well, I guess it's never going to happen. And they give up. But I don't see that I should be like that. I see that I should be diligent and persist. And with patience, I know and I've experienced it, that if we patiently endure and continue to seek God, even in our most feeble ways, He will come to us and deliver to us the promises. Therefore, we have cause to continue in faith and have full expectation to become as our master. 1 John 3, you know, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we're going to be like Him. We must grow up into Him. That's another scripture. We got to be like our master. Hey, let's lay aside all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7, the last verse. There's all kinds of scriptures. This isn't some isolated thing. This isn't some crazy idea I came up with. This is the gospel. Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. The last verse of Matthew chapter 5. Be ye perfect. God has called us to perfection. Well, people say, well, perfection just means completeness. Well, there's a difference. You've got to be complete. You've got to be whole in Him. You've got to be without sin. Well, Paul, that's not possible. Well, you have no faith. With man, it's impossible. With God, nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible. Certainly not that. You believe He had power to heal on the Sabbath day. Do you believe He has power to turn you from your unrighteousness and sin? He does. The power is there. I'll tell you what. God, there's nothing He is more ready to do than turn you from sin. That is the time we live in. That is the power that is going forth in this time to turn men from their sins and iniquities and prepare a generation ready to receive the Son of God returned from heaven with all His mighty angels and the armies in heaven, ready to conquer the world and to take over the world and set up a new world order under Christ and His elect. That is what we are prepared to do. That is what the power of God is present to do. Repent, for His kingdom is at hand. We must be as our master, so that when we see Him, we will be like Him. It does not yet appear. See, it's just like we know that all things are put under Christ's feet, but it doesn't yet appear that all things are put under Christ's feet. That's from Hebrews. And if you're not familiar with these things, listen to my studies. If you listen to all my studies, by now you'd be familiar with it. And these would not be foreign ideas. And I just referenced the book. I don't memorize all the verse locations. I know it's there. You get a concordance, a Strong's concordance, or do a Bible search on the internet. You can find the phrases I say, and I say that's from Hebrews, and you can look it up. If you really want to be perfect, come again, here. Go back again. I'm not going to do everything for you. It's enough for me to preach the gospel, and those that want it can lay hold on it. It's got to be something coming from within you. I'm not going to constrain you. If you don't want it, go away. Go be full of the things you love. But to those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will have meat and drink at this table. Can the blind lead the blind? So they both not fall into the ditch. Very simple, isolated verse there. Has to do with men. Hey, if I don't have the ability to overcome sin, how can I lead you in the way to overcome sin? And though I am only partly along the way, I'm far enough along the way to know how I overcame what I overcame. And I have full expectation of a full deliverance. And God gave it to me over time. You know why? So that I wouldn't despise the mercy of God. I'd gone to Romans 2 and I didn't even read what I came there for. Romans 2, where it says, verse 4, it says, you know, think you that you who do the same things, the same sins, you're going to escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? You know, after a hard and impenitent heart, you can treasure up wrath against the day of wrath by doing that, by despising God's long-suffering. And that's what people say, like, they'll despise me. They'll say, huh, so you admit it. You were delivered from sins at some point. You admit that since then you have sinned. You have sinned. So what of it? I can tell you, you know what? Let's say you have no deliverance. I can at least preach to you how to begin to be delivered as I've begun to be delivered. I can preach that much, can't I? I certainly can. And the judgment of God stands sure of what we have to be. And I'm going to be it. See, the thing is, I can't preach a different message. I can't preach that, oh, give up. But I'm preaching the same thing, that we must be as our master.